Blog Talk Radio.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Spit that wonder rhymers, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that type of meeting.
Yo, what is up, people? It is your boy J Turk 214 back again with the first edition of SFL Weekly, September 21st, 2017, on the first day of the season, kicking it off here. Hopefully, I got my co-host on the line. Cypher the God, also the I am the owner of the Green Bay Packers. He's the owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Stephon, are you there? Oh, I don't think he's here. I'm trying to bring him on. Give me 1 second. Let's see if we can get him on here. I think I got him now. Yo, can you hear me?
Yo, what's up?
Oh, there he is. We got him on. Yo, say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's going on, SFL? We back. We back like
we
never
back.
Left. So we did.
Back. We both left. But we are back. We are definitely back. Oh, man. So, we are back. First, like I said earlier, first edition here for the season, kickoff. And we are just having some technical difficulties.
Oh, get it together.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure people can hear. I got people asking me where we at. So, yeah. So, let's get things started off because we got a lot of content to cover in this first episode and not a lot of time. We only got 30 minutes going on for this show, and we got a lot of stuff to go over. We just wanted to kind of give everybody, like, an intro, what's going on here, what they expect from the league, definitely for the new guys that are just joining. The league is everything that you make it out to be. It's a real competitive league. A lot of guys here who've been playing Madden for a really long time. Some people who do it just to pass the time. Some people who are real competitive at it and get a little butt hurt behind it sometimes. So, hey, we guys talk trash to one another in the chat. It's all in good fun. Sometimes it may get a little out of hand, but they tend to keep it under wraps. Well, not under wraps, but they kind of keep it under control. It's a really good environment. We got a lot of great new owners this year. Shout out to Julian, who is the new owner. I believe he's the owner of the Lions, if I'm not mistaken. Correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Shout out to Julian, man. He put together a really nice video for his squad, and he's going to be doing a lot of highlights this season. Big ups to him. He's looking like a really good owner to start off this cycle of SFL. Steph, did you have anything to say about, to any of the new owners, potentially?
Pretty much, man. Exactly what you said. It's all about what you make it out to be. It can be fun. It can be terrible. That's pretty much it, man. You covered it. But, I'm looking forward to this season, y'all. It's a lot of new faces, a lot of new places. See people shining already in these games. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're going to dive right into it right now. First topic, I know it's a little off. Actually, it's off topic. Steps is not on what we went over. But since we're in the middle of it, we are going to give a couple of score updates on the games that have already happened because there has been a couple of games that have already went final. So I am going to run those scores by you really quick along with a couple of stats. This is going to be real fast. First game we had that went – one of the first games that went final was Tampa Bay Steps right here, 34-11 over the Dolphins on the Cypher the Guy versus a fast halfback. Pretty good game here. Looks like from Steps, had a strong third quarter. Looks like he had 280 in the air, 113 on the ground. Steps, how did you feel about that game, man, just real quick?
I'll jump to it real quick. Hey, so – Jameis, for president, Mike Evans is a button. Noah Spence is coming to your quarterback's front yard, and that's it.
All right, man. Kept it short and simple. Yeah, big win there for Tampa Bay first week. We also got a Wong move and Echo Crisis. That is Oakland versus Tennessee. And in the game where Oakland actually said to me earlier, or said in passing, I heard in passing, that Oakland stated that he had an 85% chance of winning that game. And he backed up the talk. 37-23 in that game. Looks like Oakland came out and delivered on that promise. 346 in the air, 106 on the ground. Looks like he forced two turnovers, but he gave up five. That's not good. It looks like he just converted when he had the rock on him. Looks like David Carr had 346 in the air, two touchdowns and a pick. Mariota not that fortunate, 290 in the air, one TD and three picks. Marshawn Lynch looks like he had two touchdowns, 84 yards, and on 22 carries. Derrick Henry had a good game as well. Looks like he could have used the rock a little bit more, 13 carries, 70 yards. And it's, that's coming out to about 5 yards a carry, but no touchdown, so he didn't find the end zone there. Yeah, it looks like he did have a good game. Oh, okay, Derrick Henry actually did. Oh, Derrick Henry got buckets today. 8 catches, 141 yards coming out that backfield. So, opponents from Tennessee, keep your eyes in that backfield a little bit because it looks like Derrick Henry will be attacking those flats on you. So, yeah, we're going to keep it moving steps. Do you have that score on the Broncos and Chargers right now? Because I know it's getting close to the end.
Yeah, actually I do, and I want to give a shout-out to Art. He put his second-string quarterback in from the 20-yard line going in on the red zone, executed a quarterback draw, and had two beautiful juke moves, legit juke moves, for a touchdown. So shout-out to Art on that. But the score right now that game is 29-17. Chargers are winning, and it's 7-17 left in the fourth, and it looks like Rob is driving. He's on the 10-yard line going in.
Okay, so that one looks like it's gonna come down to be pretty close at the end, barring a complete meltdown from Art there. It looks like he may be able to pull out the first dub for the Chargers this year and give Rob a loss, who has been talking a lot of trash. And that's going to put us over into the next segment. We're going to kind of go into around the NFL. Around the SFL. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the chat, what's going on. But my man Rob has been talking that shit. He won a game against Q in a scrim, and he's just been talking about this beautiful playbook that he got off YouTube. This King Wolf, this magical playbook that he got. Oh, I got the number one offense in the SFL. I got it. I'm going to win the ship this year. Y'all can't tell me shit. He's been talking crazy to Bowie, and Bowie is a legend in this league. So I want to – tell me what you think about this. There's like he's been talking all this trash, and here we go now. Here we go. We strap him up for real for the first time, and he's out here losing. What happened to that number one offense? What do you think is going on right now, Steph?
Well, what's going on right now, it's almost as though the Chargers owner, Ark, is like in the play calling, like back pocket or whatever. Like it seems as though Ark is calling the perfect play at the perfect time, and he is getting a lot of great execution from all of his skill players on offense, and his defense has stepped up. He just gave up a touchdown though, so watch out. It's 6:26 left, and it's 29-24. But overall, I do believe Rob has a capable offense. Do I believe it's the best?
Yeah.
No, but I do believe it's top five. His defense,
yeah.
He has a button defense. His defense is going to do work because that's just autopilot. But he has to play a lot smarter than what he's playing right now, because right now Ark is torching him everywhere. He's running the football. He's doing what he wants. And all Ark has to do is not make mistakes, and he's going to win this game.
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. I hope the best for him throughout the season. Like I said, he did a lot of talking, and for him not to show up and not produce, that would be very fatal to him. Somebody is stating in the chat earlier, hey, man, we just hope you do, I hope you do good this season, because when you start getting your ass whooped, you kind of disappear. So I hope the same for him. with that being said, we're gonna come back to the around the SFL segment. I just want to kind of throw that out there since we were already talking about the score. One of the first segments we want to talk about is just real quick. We want to just kind of look into a couple of the free agents that are going to be available after the season. Just just really probably two that we're going to speak on, most importantly, that are probably going to garner the most money when the offseason comes if they're not re-signed. And I guess I'll start this one off. First name that I actually came across, Malcolm Butler, cornerback from the Patriots. real good corner. And if anybody knows the history in the SFL as far as free agency is concerned, those high-end corners, they command top dollar. They will get top dollar. People will break their budgets trying to sign these guys. And we're talking about some ridiculous stuff you ain't never seen before. These guys are going to be getting role player NBA money. We're talking $17-18 million a year. And it may be more than that. We may be talking $21-22 million for no reason whatsoever. So, Steps, did you have a player in mind that you guys seen as far as a upcoming free agent that you want to keep an eye on?
I did. And if you want to talk about cornerbacks in the SFL getting about $18 million on some NBA kind of contract, the wide receivers in the SFL got to get at least $22 to $23 million. And the receiver that I'm looking at is Allen Robinson over with the Jags. He's on his last year. He could potentially become a free agent, but knowing Bando, he'll lock him up for long term. He'll probably overpay him even though he's already on the team. But, hey, if he does become available, best believe there will be a lot of suitors out there, a lot of people throwing their budgets away just so they can have the rights to the man. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, if I needed a wide out, I'd definitely go after it. Just rest assured, if any of those corners hit the market, then my checkbook will be a little open. So I'll be partaking in that. Oh, so one of the big things that I've been throwing out, like, I got these two big stories. You guys need to check us out. Check us out. We're going to hit the first one right off. Well, not right off the bat. We almost halfway through the show. But we get to this first story. So I have been speaking with the league offices. I have sources there. I'm deeply implanted in the league offices. I have gotten word that Dallas Cowboys owner William Gomes is under high scrutiny this year. They are ready to get rid of him for any conduct detrimental to the league. They are on a zero-tolerance basis when it comes to him this year. This is something that came directly from the league office. It was sent over to us, and they let us know that it was something that they are really strict on this year, and we wanted to get that out there and let the people know. so this is a story that we're going to follow all season because we know William Gomes is a very controversial owner. Sometimes we like his antics. Sometimes they get a little bit too far. But, hey, we'll see how that one goes. Do you necessarily agree with some of the things that he does from time to time, or do you just think he's a buffoon?
I think he's great comic relief. I think the league can use people like him, but he needs to learn how to tune it down whenever, you know, the league office explains to him that he needs to chill out. And, you know, he posts these videos of him, you know, doing drugs and hanging with loose women and paying them and all kinds of nonsense. And, you know, that's all fine and dandy and stuff. But at the same time, you know, this is SFL, you know, they try to run this the way they should. And, you know, having all these antics, yes, it's funny. It's, you know, it's good laughs. But at the same time, you know, they want it to be a professional Madden league. You know, they want it to be ran a specific way. And a lot of his antics, when he stirs up trouble in the chat, you know, it kind of messes up the continuity of the league. And it kind of just gives people a rise and makes people upset and whatnot. So, you know, I agree with it. But at the same time, you know, I do believe that Gomes, his personality is good for the league, but I think his antics may not very well be.
Hey, I have to agree with you there. Once upon a time, I did refer to him as my favorite person in the league. But, you know, with most people, you can only put up with so much of their antics until it gets to the point where it's like, okay, we have to mature now. So hopefully one of these days that he'll finally get that point and we'll be able to move on. And he's a great owner. He's a great owner. I agree with you 100%. He's a great owner. He's a great comic relief. But it does get to a certain point where it's like, hey, you got to calm down or we're going to have to drop the hammer. So I understand what the league offices are doing there, and I really hope the best for them, and we will keep a close eye on that story for the rest of the year. moving forward, next topic we have, we actually wanted to discuss some big-time boom or bust players. Boom, of course, players that are going to take off this year, bust players, or players that are not going to do that well this year, even though they look like they should. Steph, I'm going to let you lead this one off. Give me a boom. We'll go bust players. Let's go bust players first.
All right. So I'll go bust player first, and the bust player I'm going to pick is running back Todd Gurley from the L.A. Rams. And the reason why I pick him is it's not that I don't think J.D. is going to do well with Todd Gurley. I think he's actually going to do a lot better than what a lot of people expect. But the level of which the old Rams owner, B, who is now the Browns owner, had Gurley, it was unreal. Probably had the greatest running back seasons together I've ever seen since joining the SFL in 2012. So I think with new ownership and a new philosophy that JD has, I think Todd Gurley is going to fall off just enough to where he's kind of a disappointment per se. And if I can roll right on into the boom player I got is Jabril Peppers from Cleveland. Everybody that knows B knows that he always has that one safety that has a ridiculous season, time in and time out. He gets all the upgrades and he becomes just this brolic elite safety. Jabril Peppers is in the mold of Lonnie Ballantyne for those that were here last season. He can shine. He's fast. He's quick. He can tackle. He pretty much he's a Swiss Army knife. He can do it all. I can only imagine what B has planned for the opposing offenses when he steps on the field for the first time this week.
Hey, I have to agree with you 100% there. The drop-off for Gurley is going to be ridiculous. It's not going to be anywhere near to what B has been producing with him. There's no slight to JD. It's just, hey, B is a great owner, has multiple championships in his league, I believe 5 at this point. So if I can recollect correctly.
I think it's more.
5 championships. You think it's more? I don't know.
Yeah,
I was on Father Leagues just not too long ago, and I thought it was 5. But, hey, I could be wrong. You know, I haven't been around. That's throwing a joke around here. So I don't know. Maybe he won some more while I was gone. So I thought maybe it was in the range of being 5. But, hey, B's a great owner. One thing, you do know he's going to put out a great running back. He's going to put out a great safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he has those championships. You got somebody locking down that last line of defense, and you got somebody that's going to control that clock for you when it's gone. My players, I'm gonna start off with my bust. Bust, and it really is not a bust. It's expected every year because I mean, if you've been around long enough, you know this owner, you know what he's bound to do, and who I'm talking about is Black Diamond. The bust player that I have for my selection is going to be Ben Roethlisberger. Like, come on, y'all. Mm. We know what to expect here. Jack is going to do one thing, and he's going to, and that is throw the rock. And who he's throwing it to? Hey, nobody ever knows. But somebody's going to catch it, regardless of what color jersey they have on. So, most of the time, he's going to have a lot of picks and a couple of touchdowns. Sometimes it works out for him. He gets the dub. Sometimes it doesn't. But I'm going to tell you right now, most of the time, that TD to interception ratio is almost 1-to-1. That's not good. That's not good at all. That is not good. So we just gonna, that was kind of my layup. Bus pick, and I had a sleeper bus pick of Matt Stafford. Hadn't heard a lot of good things about the offense out there, but that was just little rumblings that I was hearing back, you know, in the back league offices, a couple of owners saying, like, yo, the Lions are not looking that good. So I just wanted to throw that in there as my sleeper. Moving over to my boom is a person that we were just talking about not too long ago. Speaking of which, when we're done here, I would need that score. Talking about Demaryius Thomas for the Denver Broncos, which is a control ball. And that offense, like we stated before, it's a really good offense. It's predicated on a lot of big time throws, usually throws that are at least 20 yards down the field. And Demaryius Thomas is a big target. I actually had the Denver Broncos not long ago myself, and he was one of my favorite targets to throw to because you just give him a chance. He's going to go get it. I had a game where I gave him 6 touchdowns in a game, but it's not about me. It's about Rob. Rob has a really good offense that he's found. Now, it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest offense by a long shot, but it's going to get Demaryius those stats that he needs to possibly finish with the best wide receiver award. If he gets him enough targets, I feel like he could finish with the best wide receiver reward. We'll see how that goes, but he's definitely going to be the boom player of the year. If this was we had a fantasy league, I would draft him. He'd be number 1 wide receiver that I would draft. Mm. All right. Let's see. Moving on, we got
let me do a quick little score update for you, real quick. I got the Colts and the Rams. They just finished up their game. JD pulls out the first win of the season, 9-10 over the Colts.
9-10, a defensive struggle. Did that one went final? Is it final?
That one's final. We also have a final drive from the Denver Broncos against the Chargers. The score is 32-24. Rob has no timeouts. He's down on his own 20-yard line with 25 seconds left. We'll see what can happen here. We'll have you guys before the show's over. Never mind. The game is over.
Okay. So Chargers win that game. Rob loses his first game as offense. That brings. We're gonna come back and we're gonna give you the stats from the Rams Colts game. But that leads me into my next big story that I had going for the SFL breaking news. So we spoke about it earlier. We all knew about the rivalry, Rob going at Mr. Charles Bowie. I say Mr. Charles Bowie as a joke because he's a little older than everybody else. But we're talking about LB rules here. LB, SFL legend, champion, has multiple ships. We know who he is, the Buffalo Bills owner. They've been going back and forth. They've had these jabs and all this thing. I heard a couple of things about the Bills putting a couple of plays in the Chargers' ear. Like, hey, so the Broncos want to talk all this stuff. He thinks he's Mr. Big Shot. Well, watch this. Your offense isn't as good as you think. I'm going to throw a couple of plays over to the team that you're about to play this week, and we'll see how that goes. And questionable tactics here going on a little bit. But, hey, somebody's out here trying to prove a point, and I think it kind of worked. What do you think? Now, necessarily, I don't agree with the tactic, but I think he did prove a point here. What do you say?
I agree. I don't agree with the tactics, but definitely proved the point. Definitely, for sure. Goodness. Golly.
Now, I'm not saying he was sitting in there just like, yo, you gotta call this play right now. Yada yada yada. I'm just saying he has seen the offense before. It was a couple of things that he pointed out. It was actually stuff that he said in the chat. Hey, you like the scenes, yada yada yada. So maybe he just said, hey, Chargers, you gotta deal with this twice a season, potentially a third time, and if you make the playoffs and he makes it, why don't I help you out? I can help you at least split. Now, granted, Rob may be ready next time around, but guess what? He just snuck in there and got him a division win based off this. The Texans.
I have another score update. I have the Minnesota Vikings versus the Saints. The Saints were down 30-38. The Vikings were running out the clock. The Vikings fumbled. The Saints returned for a touchdown. It is a 2-point conversion attempt for the Saints to tie the game with 1:33 left. He's doing some audibles. Okay, he hikes the football. He throws it. It's a catch. He dropped it. He dropped the football. Wow.
Man. So Vikings win?
No, I don't know. The Saints are going for the onside kick. They got 2 timeouts left. They could get the football back if they don't get this onside.
We'll come back to that one. We got 5 minutes. We'll come back to that one. We'll come back to that. But, yeah, the tactics are definitely in there as far as the boot, is the LV rules and Rob situation continues to unfold. That is another great story that we're going to follow as we continue on this season. Another thing that I want to touch up on, we're going to actually skip Turk's views from the film room because LB already handled that. I was just going to go over a couple of things. And what that segment is going to be, just to let everybody know moving forward, is going to be things that I noticed when I was playing owners. I'm not necessarily the greatest person when it comes to football, but I do know enough where I can pick up on tendencies and I can at least throw out certain things that I see. It's not necessarily me dropping a full scouting report on the team. It's just going to be me throwing out a couple of tendencies that I see about a couple of teams. So, hey, you never know. If I play a team that you may be having a division, you may want to tune into the channel and check out what I may have to say about that team as I play them. So, moving on. Hey, did you still want to do the pick 'em? I mean, I know we got a couple of games that have already finished, but did you still want to do the pick 'em of the remainder games that we have? We have about 4 minutes left.
Yeah, we can run through quick.
Okay, right, so we start from the top. I have we got Kansas City, New England. I don't believe they played yet or they've even started, so we can definitely go pick them for that. That is going to be Batman 26, which is also known as AC, versus I Hit Buckets, which is the New England Patriots. What do you think about that game? Who's going to take that one?
I think this is a trap game for the Chiefs owner. I know the offense of Austin, a.k.a. the Patriots owner, is pretty decent. And I know AC just inherited this team, and he's got a good defense. He has a very solid offense, but I do think the Patriots will come out on top of this one, probably like 20 to like 17.
2017. Okay. I'm going to take AC on this one. I watched a couple of his games, and I think he has a familiarity with Patrick Mahomes to this point. Well, I believe that's who he's starting. I pray to God I hope that's who he's starting, and I've seen that's who's been in the game when he's played the last couple of times, where he'll come out with the win on this one. I don't necessarily have a score, but I think it will be a close one, and AC will get the win on this one. Next game, we have to kind of speed it up. Next game we got is Jets versus Bills. That's LB versus
Bills.
I don't know how to say that.
Next.
Bills. Yeah, that's easy. Bills. Sorry, Jets. I mean, you just don't have the talent, man. This is gonna be a rough year for you. Next game we have the commissioner Q the Truth 1566 versus J Rules for Jesus, which is the Chicago Bears, Falcons Bears. We got
the best offense in the league versus a depleted defense or secondary, at least. I'm taking offense, Falcons over Bears.
Falcons. Got the same thing there. I got Falcons. Next game I got Goins, Baltimore Ravens versus Cincinnati Bengals. Bird the Word. Who you got there?
Bird is actually pretty decent. Don't sleep on Bird. But I do think his inauguration game, he's going to lose to the Ravens and Goins.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we actually might have to let's hit a couple of key games because we only got about a minute left. We got Black Diamond versus Pops here. Who do you got there? Steelers versus Brown.
Pops. Pops on that one.
Pops. All right. Chan versus Bando. Who do you have on that one? Jaguars versus Texans. That's the team.
I actually got Bando on that one.
Bando. All right. And looks like we have. I don't want to give. Actually, we got
Giants
me versus the Seahawks.
I'm picking you
on that one. All right, we'll see about that one. And last one we're going to go with, we got Gomes versus the Giants. Mets.
Giants.
Raul, right? The Giants win that one. Okay. All right, so, hey, I hope everybody that listened to the show, they liked what they heard, man. We're going to try to come with a lot of good content every week. Every week we're going to try. That's the key word, every week. If not, sorry, we are two very busy guys, but we're going to definitely try to keep this going every week. Next week we'll definitely have our first guest. If you want to be a part of it, just hit me up. Until then, peace.
See y'all.
curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and careless, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that type of media coverage